an old man. By Guy de Maupassant. All the newspapers had carried this advertisement. The new spa at Rondelli offers all the advantages desirable for a lengthy stay or even for permanent residence. Its ferruginous waters, recognized as the best in the world for countering all impurities of the blood, also seem to possess special qualities calculated to prolong human life. This remarkable circumstance may be due in part to the exceptional situation of the little town, which lies in a mountainous region in the middle of a forest of firs. The fact remains that for several centuries it has been noted for cases of extraordinary longevity. And the public came along in droves. One morning, the doctor in charge of the springs was asked to call on a newcomer, Monsieur Deron, who had arrived a few days before and had rented a charming villa on the edge of the forest. He was a little old man of 86, still quite sprightly, wiry, healthy, and active, who went to infinite pains to conceal his age. He offered the doctor a seat and started questioning him straight away.
Doctor, he said, if I am in good health, it is thanks to careful living. Though not very old, I have already attained a respectable age. Yet I keep free of all illnesses and indispositions, even the slightest maladies, and by means of careful living. It is said that the climate here is very good for the health. I am perfectly prepared to believe it, but before settling down here, I want proof. I'm therefore going to ask you to come and see me once a week to give me the following information in detail. First of all, I wish to have a complete, absolutely complete, list of all the inhabitants of the town and the surrounding area who are over 80 years old. I also need a few physical and physiological details regarding each of them. I wish to know their professions, their way of life, their habits. Every time one of these people dies, you will be good enough to inform me, giving me the precise cause of death and describing the circumstances.
Then he added graciously,
I hope, Doctor, that we shall become good friends,
and held out his wrinkled little hand. The doctor shook it, promising him his devoted cooperation. Monsieur Deron had always had an obsessive fear of death. He had deprived himself of nearly all the pleasures of this world because they were dangerous, and whenever anyone expressed surprise that he should not drink wine, that purveyor of dreams and gaiety, he would reply in a voice in which a note of fear could be detected.
I value my life.
And he stressed the word my, as if that life, his life, possessed some special distinction. He put into that my such a difference between his life and other people's lives that any rejoinder was out of the question. For that matter, he had a very special way of stressing the possessive pronouns designating parts of his person and even things which belonged to him. When he said my eyes, my legs, my arms, my hands, it was quite obvious that there must be no mistake about this. Those organs were not at all like other people's.